We can't check these scores enough coming in from the World Cup because there was upsets galore. What about the host nation? They are on fire. Vladimir Putin would be getting the shirt off and whacking it around the head. He'd be loving it. Russia 3-1 over Egypt. Japan 2-1 winners over Colombia. Yes, Colombia did have a player sent off in the third minute, right? But still, Japan becoming the first Asian nation to ever beat a South American nation. Then you've got Senegal, 2-1 upset winners over Poland. When we talk soccer stroke football,
yep,
Loz, we talk to the best in the business who got every one of those results wrong last night. But everyone's entitled to a bad night.
But he has won over there in the EPL. The only Australian to have won the championship over there. You want to turn your microphone on, Robbie?
I didn't know Mossy was tipping. Mate. What, Mossy was tipping last night,
wasn't he? No, it was you.
I wasn't tipping. I was very unlucky. Look, the idiot, Sanchez, why he does that in the third minute, I don't know. Is it the second quickest red card? Anyway.
If
it's not there, it's in the grand final. And then Senegal pushed all the way by Poland, and I tipped a 2-2 there, 2-1. And Mo Salah did score.
Can't you say you were wrong?
And I didn't I pick him to wrong? Score last?
No.
Can you say you were wrong?
No.
Okay, I was wrong. I had a disastrous night of tipping.
No.
I should be sacked.
You picked him to
and
score.
And probably will be.
You picked him to score and Egypt to win against the host nation.
Yes, I know.
You know, just reminding you.
Egypt have had a disaster. And Russia, the lowest ranked team at the... Look, they're riding on the emotion of the country. And it's great to see. They're already in the round of 16. Six
Eight goals.
Points. Yep. They are absolutely on fire at the moment.
Are they a chance of moving forward, though?
From the last 16, I don't think so. I think they'll get knocked out in the round of 16.
Still, the host nation get through, which is terrific.
Well, only one host nation has not got through, and that was South Africa in 2010. But, look, very disappointed. I'm still disappointed with my tips.
With that as well, mate, apart from last night, we saw a few goals. Have there been less goals in this World Cup than previous World Cups?
Well, TK, I'm not so sure. I haven't really checked that stat. I would doubt it. But what we need to do is get on own goals for the Golden Boot, because there was another two own goals last night.
No, the reason I say that
so far in this World Cup
is because we've seen a fair few upsets, and a lot of the bigger nations haven't really been putting the cleaners through the lesser nations. You know, so I was just thinking some of the score lines are much closer than.
No, they're pretty close. The opening of the group stages are normally pretty tight. Don't forget, you know, Belgium banged in three. You just talked about Russia have banged in eight.
Yeah.
So I think there's no trend that's suggesting this is one of the worst scoring World Cups at the moment.
Right. What about England's performance? And
what about Dave Stanley calling Neymar a hog?
Yeah.
Can I ask you about that? He had 39 passes in the opening match.
Well, that's where Dave Stanley needs to stick to what he does.
Yeah.
You know, and not get involved, really, on the grand stage, the big stage. And, you certainly killed him with that stat. It was like nearly double the more passes than all the other strikers
exactly
in his
right.
game. So.
Did you know, though, Neymar has been injured?
Is that Neymar's come out with a response already to Dave Stanley?
He felt pain. He went down and the physio has stayed with him. And they're hoping that he'll be able to train normally tomorrow. But he could be in some doubt for Friday's game against Costa Rica.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't be good. Costa Rica. But that wouldn't be good. And look, I think for Neymar, going on what Dave Stanley was saying, if you analyse Neymar is a hog, but he does it in the right areas. And what I'm saying there, he scores wonderful goals from, you know, once he gets into that final third, 30 metres out from goal, that's what you expect players like Neymar to do. Is, you know, Messi does it, Ronaldo does it. That's why he's one of the greatest players in the world.
I think most people are pretty happy to see Neymar with the ball.
Yeah.
Unless you're a defender.
But he's also a clever to be
Stanley.
Yeah. No, but to be as good as him, you have to know it's all about choices as well. It's about when releasing the ball and when not to release the ball.
And the good players, they know they can make
exactly.
a difference. So he knows if he's got the ball, I can do more than giving it to Joe Blow over
That's
here.
Why he's getting paid more than the Bank of England.
Exactly. That's right. And you want your best players with the ball, don't you? 13-53-53. Robbie Slater is our special guest for the final half hour of the program. He'll take your calls. If you've got some queries, he'll answer them for you or do his best to answer them. 13-53-53. You can text away 0419 767 2721. Want to talk about the Socceroos if we possibly can.
Come on, the Socceroos.
Thursday, 10 p.m. Tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Mate, $4.50 at tab.com.au are the outsiders against Denmark, $1.83 Denmark with Christian Eriksen. Do you think Lolongo will start? He didn't play any minutes in game number one. I want to know what you think about Timmy Cahill.
Yep.
Is he just there as a passenger?
No, look, I think he'll use him at some stage, and I would.
Well, we've only got two games left.
That's it. Particularly against Denmark, and I think Luongo. I think Luongo starts, and this is not on the performance of Jedinak, who was, as good as anyone else, and certainly held his nerves to take the penalty and score Australia's goal against France. But Millet's not getting any younger, and it's a short turnaround, and I think fresh legs would be a good idea in the middle of the park.
And Timmy and Azani, what's the go with those guys?
Timmy and...
So Azani, Daniel Azani, does he start? Does he come off the bench?
If it was me, and it's not me, I'm not the coach, I'm not in this high-pressure situation, I'd start Azani. Yeah. I really would. But that's easy for me to say when you don't have to make that decision. And this is crucial. The headlines this morning was, in six days, Egypt's dream was over. It'll be the same for us. If we lose against Denmark, basically in the space of five, six days, we're gone.
But if we can have a draw or better, it keeps us
draw,
alive.
Then beat
you need
Peru.
A draw minimum, and then you're going to have to beat Peru.
Yeah, but you've got to go all out then.
All right. Trent Sainsbury already receiving offers. If you can perform on this big world stage, mate, you're a chance of playing in Europe or the UK.
Definitely, without a doubt. And the players... agents aren't stupid, they talk pre-tournament to clubs and say, make sure you keep your eye on him, keep your eye on him.
You could do with this bloke.
Sainsbury is, for me, well, I've always said, he went to China was purely financial reasons. If you knew the amount of money he was earning, you'd understand why. He couldn't knock it back. But I've always said he's good enough to play in a top club.
Right. Do we have an attacking mindset in this game, different to game one, or do we have
It's not in the coach's thrill. Makeup is fairly, structured defence. I think at some point you're going to have to, but you've already alluded to the fact that we can't lose.
Yeah.
So a draw is not a great result, but it's not a bad result in the grand scheme.
So does that
mean
we be conservative early?
Yeah.
And then as the game starts to
I think he'll
move
play,
on, then you try and get the goal?
No, I think he'll play exactly the same way. I think the only change you'll see is if we're losing, then you've got to throw caution to wind and you throw everyone on.
Right. And you know how you talk about the coach with the tactics. Sure, do they train for that scenario? You know how they talk about scenarios.
Yeah, of course, that's all they've been doing.
So they'd be saying, righto, this is how we're going to play. Now for the next 15 minutes, we're going to practice.
Without the ball.
Yep.
Denmark have got the ball.
Yep.
They'll do periods where without the ball, and then when they regain position, they'll work attack against defence, defence against attack. Yep. That's what they do. I imagine that's what you do in rugby league as well.
Would Timmy be...
Was that an uncomfortable silence or a comfortable
silence?
He was thinking. He was pontificating.
Oh, you can't be pontificating.
I'm wondering
BSB.
About Timmy's attitude over there. Would he be...
About me?
This is a headline.
Would he be petitioning the coach? Would he be saying, you know what?
I don't think he'd be saying anything to the coach because I think the coach has come in such a strong position. I don't think anyone would be talking to him.
Okay.
I don't think anyone would dare go up to Bert van Marwijk.
He's been...
You know what? Timmy included.
It's his fourth World Cup.
Yeah.
I think he'd be trying... He'd be trying to get that goal.
Yeah.
He'd be doing everything he could to get that goal.
Well, he can't get it if he's not on the field, mate.
No, I know that. That's what I'm saying.
Very difficult, TK.
He would go out there. Out there thinking about the goal or go out there thinking about trying to win for Australia and do the team thing?
Look, he's human. He'd have to... Of course, you do the team thing, but, I mean, that's in the back of your mind. To go down in history... Four goals,
but
four,
what I'm saying
four World
is,
Cups.
What I'm saying is, if he's in a position all the time, is he just going to have a boot or will he be thinking, I can get the record and just keep kicking at goal? Or would he be thinking, well, that's secondary. I need to maybe give Robbie Slater a chance over here or Azani a chance over there?
Look, I think the chance presents himself. He'll do what he's always done and he'll go for goal.
So he always backs himself.
Of course he's going. Yeah. That's
what
why
goal
he's
scorers
there.
Do.
And that's why
he's No. I'm just trying to get into Timmy's mindset. About...
No, he has the chance to...
If he's on there for 15 minutes, every time he gets the ball, is he thinking, I want to score because...
Well, it depends where he gets the ball. If he gets the ball in the halfway line, he can't think of scoring. No, but in and around the box, of course, he's thinking of scoring. Yeah. And so he should. He's a goal scorer. But to join Pelé, Uisila, and Miroslav Klose, and Timmy Cahill, that's
from little old Australia.
Yeah.
Crossy has texted in, and I think he's pretty well spot on. He's saying, look, the best bet is if you keep taking over 1.5 goals, you win 90% of the games in these opening rounds. So that's a tip there from Crossy. And this one comes in from Jason Robbie.
Yeah, no.
Is Daniel Azani the biggest diver in the Aussie team, Jason?
Oh, I'd say it'd have to be Jason. I think you're pretty much on the money. Comes with youth, comes with the way he plays. Yeah. And
that left back for France, how bad was he?
He was pretty good, wasn't he?
he was terrible. And Daryl's got this question for both of you guys, Robbie and Loz, for your respective sports. Do they train as hard as they do today? Did you guys train as hard as they do today?
Oh, yeah. I think in some ways we trained harder.
Okay.
No, only because there was no sports science around. So today they manage it better. They have what they call loads. So certain players won't train as hard as other players. Yeah. In my day, you just ran. And you all ran together. And if you didn't run, you didn't play.
Yeah,
and of course it was the ball, but I'm just saying there was little science behind it. But we used to do 10 to 12 k runs. That's a thing of the past in football. You don't do that anymore. Train harder maybe is not the right way to put it, but certainly trained a lot differently and probably trained in ways that weren't really suited to what we needed to do.
Well, even the Rabbitohs.
What about you, Laurie?
Rabbitohs.
We were the same as you. You just trained. There wasn't much sports science.
No.
You know, in training.
And if you couldn't train, you were a wuss.
Well, some people would call you a dog.
Yeah, that's right.
Get up. You know, what are you doing out there, you dog? Come on, train. Yeah. And you'd feel embarrassed. You'd have to get up and train.
100%. You
know? And even the Rabbitohs this year have changed their training schedule from last year to this year, just shorter, sharper. So it's always evolving.
But could you imagine in your day with the team you played, say you were Mel Meninga there, and the coach comes up and says, right, Laurie, you're going to do an extra 300-400 metre sprints, but Mel, your loads are different, mate, so you can go and have a shower.
Wouldn't work,
because you'd be looking at him going, hang on a minute.
Mel was the skipper. He just going,
yeah, but Mel would never do that, though.
No, but I'm saying that's what they do today. I mean, that's a big, exaggeration of what...
No, it's not.
But it definitely happens.
Some players have different loads.
Particularly with the older players, don't train as hard.
I'll tell you one thing that has improved. Older players get well looked after these days compared to the younger guys. And that has given them more longevity in the sport.
Yeah.
100% agree.
Which is fair. And they stay longer because there's more money.
Because I remember when I got older, towards the end of the career, 33, 34, trained exactly the same way as the youngsters.
And you're still training, which is good. Now, mate,
it is good.
Get your crystal ball out.
Oh, it wasn't working last night, was it?
Okay, Portugal v Morocco. $1.62 Portugal, Morocco $6.50.
Yes, I'm going to go Portugal 3-1.
Portugal 3-1. That's what we're predicting.
No.
Okay.
Spain 3-0.
Hold on, no. Hold on. Uruguay.
3-0.
$1.16 Uruguay. Saudi Arabia 17.
3-0.
3-0. All right.
We can't go the same as Stanley.
Now, here's the final game. Iran.
Yes.
Iran.
Iran. See, they're hard to score. I go 1-0 Spain.
Maybe only 1-0.
1-0 or 2-1. I think this is a low scoring game. Iran only conceded 2 in qualifying.
But they need to win, don't they?
No, they
won. Or they need a draw. They won game one.
They beat Morocco.
Yeah.
We haven't thought this thing through.
How'd that happen?
We haven't thought our multi through.
$19 Iran. Spain, $1.18, the draw $6.50.
Yeah, I think Spain win, but I think 1-0. It's tighter than what you think.
1-0.
1-0 or 2-1.
We've said 3-0.
Yes, I know you've said 3-0.
Okay, but you go 1-0.
No, but look at last night.
Okay,
Tips are there for tips, but I think Uruguay win well against Saudi Arabia. I think that's 2 or 3.
Yeah. I know we're going to go, but I need to ask you this quickly.
Where are we going?
Don't we have to get off here?
Traffic and rail.
What about that player from Croatia?
Traffic was all right.
Oh, the bloke from Croatia.
Do I say through the traffic?
He said, I'm not playing.
He's not playing. He didn't get on in the first two games.
No, and he spat the dummy.
Yeah, he's gone home.
He's gone home. Well, do you know, this
time... He got sent home, actually.
Yeah, but I think he went home. You know what's very nice this time of year? The weather on the Dalmatian coast. You know, Split, Dubrovnik. So he's probably thought it's nicer to be there.
I thought it was a dog.
Yeah.
I'm going there soon.
Are you really?
Mm.
Yeah. You've got a nose. You've got a nose for there.
Well, they think I'm one of them.
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah.
I'm
Do you know
Croatian
the Croatians? I played with. There was a thing when so many Croatians that
actually
I played for Sydney Croatia. They were called Sydney Croatian that day. Now Sydney United. And Croatians, great people, and they've given so much to the Socceroos. You look at the amount of Croatians, Bosniches, Zeliches, Ivanovic, I think he was Serbian, so you can't get them wrong. But there was a lot of Croatians, but Mark Viduka, Steve Horvath, Mark Rudin, another Croatian player played with at Northern Spirit. You know what they have? They've got the biggest heads. They've got massive heads. Look at Boz's head. His forehead is massive.
How's he going over
Big Duke. We called him the Duke of Zagreb. We used to line them up. We'd get Viduka, Kalac, and Boza together, and we'd say, which one's got the biggest head? They've got such big heads.
Robbie, thank you.
Oh, that's okay. I'll come in. Oh, actually, I might come in tomorrow.
Okay, that'll be good.
And let's hope the tips have gone. If I don't turn up, it's because...
If we don't turn up.
We got Mossy and Robbie tomorrow. We look forward to that.